As we're coming up on the 4th of July, our thoughts may turn to freedom. We enjoy many freedoms in our nation, yet not all share in these gifts of freedom and equality. It seems sometimes fear, personal or corporate, keeps us from sharing resources and welcoming all. We hear in Paul's letter to the Galatians, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." For freedom, we are set free from many things. What is it that keeps us from feeling free or enjoying freedom? Fear is a big stumbling block to feeling free and acting on that freedom. I just got back from my annual silent retreat. We had a service every day, and one of the directors would preach. One of them told the story I'm about to tell, and I got her to give me her notes because I really liked how she phrased it. A little boy was afraid of the dark. One night, his mother told him to go out to the back porch and bring her a broom. The little boy turned to his mother and said, "Mama, I don't want to go out there. It's dark." The mother smiled reassuringly at her son. "You don't have to be afraid of the dark," she explained. "Jesus is out there. He'll look after you and protect you." The little boy looked at his mother real hard, right? You've seen that? And asked, "Are you sure he's out there?" "Yes, I'm sure. He's everywhere, and he is always ready to help when you need him," she said. The little boy thought about that for a minute, and then went to the back door and cracked it open a little. Peering out into the darkness, he called, "Jesus, if you're out there, would you please hand me the broom?" Isn't that awesome? I love that. When we face into what keeps us from being free, it's good to know that Jesus is out there. Spiritual practices help us to know that God is there for us. As I mentioned, I just got back from one of the ways that I connect with Jesus, God's Spirit, going on an 8-day silent retreat. I was in Wisconsin at the Jesuit House in Oshkosh, which is on Lake Winnebago. Beautiful, beautiful setting. I go on these retreats every year to connect with or deepen my sense of freedom, really, that I have in Christ. This time I had an image of God as my mother. I've actually had this image before. It's very specific. It often takes place on a playground in 1972. It's very specific. And I know it's 1972 because I'm 4 years old and it's the fall. And I'm dressed the way little girls were dressed when it was getting colder in the winter. If you had a coat, you had those little coats, right? We don't use those anymore, I don't think. Anyway, I'm there, and this time, I'm 4 years old, but with all my adult issues. Sometimes I've had this prayer and image, and I've been dealing with childhood stuff, but this time it was my adult issues. And we're not on the playground yet, we're somewhere else. I'm focused on all my adult issues. And she offers me her hand and leads me into an open place, away from what keeps me bound up. It could be a playground where we can be free and be ourselves. This is what an image of freedom for me. Freedom is what God desires for all of us to have and to know. The freedom to be the people God calls us to be in our time and place. The freedom to follow where Christ leads. And the freedom to inspire others on this journey of love and justice. Our world needs much more love, much more justice. God needs us to be free to act for justice and to share love. For freedom, Christ has set us free, not just our freedom, but everyone's freedom. It helps me to go on retreat to reconnect with what is freeing, with the one who frees. And I often think of this time that we're experiencing right now on Sunday mornings in the same way. We retreat for this hour. This is a different place. There is a different feeling here. We retreat to reconnect with what is freeing, with the one who frees. And this hour makes all the difference. We come to be with God and with people. People who care for us. And when we look at each other here, you're going to know when people are looking at you here, we're seeing the face of Christ in you, in everyone here. We come here to be with God, who knows we're amazing, every one of you. We come here to be with each other because we know that we are special, important, amazing. We come to go deeper into prayer and into communion with God. What we call worship is this flow of love between each one of us and each other and our Creator. Doing this, worshiping with others who believe something amazing is happening here, builds our faith and builds us up, helping us to know the freedom that we have as members of the body of Christ. God needs us to be free. This was the message of Jesus to the man who wanted to go home before following him. What keeps us from following? There's no substitute first for worshiping God. This helps us to follow. And it's not just what we do here, but then we're able to go out and be about freedom for others, right? Feeding those who are hungry, welcoming those who are new to the nation. I got an Uber back from the airport Friday night. I'm always super thankful when someone else is driving that highway at rush hour. And my driver was a man who just 3 years ago came with his family from Afghanistan. I have the most amazing conversations. It's such a blessing to meet these folks. He worked with our U.S. military in Afghanistan, and as you know, those folks were really in danger all the time. And so he was able to get expedited and be able to come here with his family. And he's working, driving, and also going to school. I invited him to come and join us here with his family so we may see him sometime. He seemed very interested. He said he'd never been to a church before. So, what is God's mission for you? Who is God calling you to speak with? And are you being called away from something that's dead? You know that gospel reading is so intense, and we're like, what do you mean he can't go home and bury his father? That seems odd. So look at it as metaphor. You know, are we being called away from something that is dead, something in the past, to be more about love and life for God now? And I like to imagine Jesus out on the porch, right? He's out there to give the little boy the broom. Imagine he's out there and you can go and talk with him about all this. These are the sorts of prayers we do on these Ignatian retreats. Maybe he's sitting in a rocking chair. There's Jesus with lemonade in his hand, inviting you to sit and feel the freedom. Isn't that freeing? Just imagine that. Maybe you've already experienced that here in the spring and summer here in Virginia, being able to go and sit outside, clear everything out, and just be. Sometimes we need help to recover or find our freedom. Help from God, yes, but also God's agents of healing here on earth. Maybe you are someone who's encouraged another to get into recovery. Or maybe you were encouraged to get help from a 12-step group or therapy. To help someone in this way enables us to all be fully alive, enables those who are getting help to be alive. What do you need from time to time? Maybe you're always on the playground, but sometimes we're not, right? What do you need to get back on the playground? That place of open spaces and freedom to run and jump and go on the swing and the slide, play in the sandbox. How do we know if we're free? How do we know if our nation is free? We see it in the fruits, in the expressions of who we are that are visible as individuals and as communities. When we see love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, these named fruits of the Spirit in Galatians, we know we are on the right track. When we see this in our communities, we know our communities are on the right track. Perhaps when you think of a fruit of the Spirit that shows we are about God's work in the world, something else comes to your mind. This might be a fruit that God has given you to share with others. I conclude today with Joyce Rumpf's prayer. This is also kind of like a poem, but a prayer found in her book entitled Prayers to Sophia, Deepening Our Relationship with Holy Wisdom. At the end of each of her prayers, she gives us suggestions for journaling. For this prayer, which is entitled Inner Freedom, she suggests two questions for journaling. These are, what would your life look like if you were more liberated and free? And the second one is, what keeps you from remembering your wings? Your wings. I have handouts in the parish hall following the service. You can pick one up if you'd like that contain this prayer that I'm about to read and the questions. Inner freedom. Liberating spirit, part of me has forgotten the freedom of self-acceptance, the putting aside of what others think, the quieting of inner voices that demand, nag, and whine. Part of me has stopped believing in my potential for growth, in the possibilities of my dreams, in the grace of my prayer. Part of me holds too tightly to what the ego knows, to securities that have grown stale, to fears that stand in domination. I want to remember my inner wings. I want to soar free under the welcoming sky of personal freedom. Winged one, free one, enter my imprisoned self. Break the bonds that clasp my spirit. Whisper in my soul's ear, wings, wings, remember your wings. Wings, wings, remember your wings. Amen.